This morning, we're going to carry on from where we stopped last week. So as a church, what we do is every month, we try and get a sense of what God is telling us. And we now teach that as a series. So this month, we've been looking at something that we've called living a fulfilled life led by the Holy Spirit. Living a fulfilled life led by the Holy Spirit. And last, well, we started a couple of weeks ago, and I believe in the first week, Deaconess Remy looked at Priscilla and Aquila. Last week, the point we made last week was that Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes, he would help us. He would walk through us. And I believe what I mentioned was that oftentimes we think that the Holy Spirit's work is mostly when you're having like these crusades, when he's working through us to heal people, when he's working through people to just, you know, to manifest the power of God. And although that's a really important part of what the Holy Spirit does, last week we mentioned that, look, he also works in us to help us with the everyday simple things of life. And we looked at things, we looked at Romans last week where we said, Paul the apostle was saying something. He said, the things that I don't want to do are the things that I end up doing. And I give an example of the fact that maybe you have the tendency to be a bit impatient, maybe angry sometimes, and someone clicks your red button and you just burst out in anger and you give them a piece of your mind and you're unhappy with giving them a piece of your mind. But you're like, every time this thing keeps happening to me, what can I do about it? And we said, rest assured, the Holy Spirit is there to help you and I. So what we're going to be looking at for the next few weeks and probably into next month is how the Holy Spirit helps us with the simple everyday things of life. And I believe he will bring us to the point where we realize that, wow, God has provided so many things to help us. But it appears that often we're not aware of those things and we struggle. All right? So that's where we're going to be looking at the Holy Spirit from that perspective. So that's the summary of what we looked at for the past 2 weeks. Today, I'm going to move to something else. I'm going to move to what I've called hearing the voice of God. Hearing the voice of God. Now, why is hearing the voice of God so important to us? Because if, in quote, we do not understand how to hear the voice of God and a number of things around that, what we would end up doing in our life is that we'll be, one, guessing a lot. And in instances where God wants to help us to just speak to us on an everyday basis, we will miss out on those things. So I want to look at the hearing the voice of God from a very simple perspective. In fact, when we finish today, I'll try and see how much I can talk about today. If you just do these things that anyone can do, whether you're 5, 10, 12, you realize that, wow, so I can actually hear the voice of God like this. Nothing extraordinary. It's supernatural, but it's not what I would call out there. Do you understand? So stay with me today and we'll start that. So we're looking at the general topic, living a fulfilled life led by the Holy Spirit. But today we're looking at hearing the voice of God. Hearing the voice of God. I'm going to read a portion of scripture from the Bible, from Daniel. But before I do that, just a few questions, and I think I've alluded to some of them already. How do we hear the voice of God? What does the voice of God sound like? Do you hear the voice of God? Who can hear the voice of God? Does anyone hear the voice of God? Is it just people who are super spiritual that hear the voice of God? Is it just the apostles, the prophets, the pastors? Bear that question in mind. The other thing is this. God wants you and I to hear his voice. And how do we, assuming we want to hear the voice of God, which I believe we all want to, How do we begin to cultivate, and I'm not using the word do things, I'm not going to say how do we do it. Rather, I'll say how do we cultivate our relationship with God so that we can hear what God is saying to us clearly. Do you understand? Bear that in mind. Now, I'm going to read a portion of scripture here from the book of Daniel chapter 2. It's a long read, but I'll read it anyway and I'll just, you know, make the points here. Daniel chapter 2, I'll read verses 1 to 4 to start with. In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon at that point in time. He said he had dreams. His mind was troubled and he could not sleep. So the king summoned the magicians, the enchanters, the sorcerers, the astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed. When they came in and stood before the king, he said to them, I've had a dream that troubles me and I want to know what it means. Verse 4. Then the astrologers answered the king, may the king live forever. Tell your servants the dream and we will interpret it. The king replied to the astrologers, this is what I firmly decided. If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut in pieces and your houses turned into piles of rubble. So imagine this scenario, right? Imagine the king of an era in Nigeria. By the way, just so that you guys know, not like, you know, I'm actually a prince, you know. I could actually be a king. Why are you laughing? Yeah, I mean, but let's leave that aside, okay? So King Charles, our king here, wakes up and he's had like a really troubled, you know, he's had like a dream. And he's really troubled. He now goes on BBC, he says, oh, all the pastors, astrologers, anybody that can interpret dreams, report to the palace. And everybody's like, you know, dressed up in there, you know, like, wow, King Charles invites us to, and they all turn up, you know. And he says, I had a dream. I don't even remember what the dream is. And they're like, okay, just try and remember and tell us, and we'll interpret it. And he goes, well, what I've decided in my mind is this. All of you that are here, two things. Tell me the dream that I had and tell me what it means. If not, I'm going to assassinate all of you. In fact, you see those guys in masks, you know, they're going to chop off all your heads, all your children gone, your house that you've been paying the mortgage that you've nearly finished paid, seized and burnt, unless you tell me what my dream is. What would your reaction be? Tell me, what would your reaction be? You'd be excited, right? I mean, that was harsh. That was really harsh. He said, look, you are all dead men and women, if there were women amongst them, unless you tell me what my dream was and interpret it at that. So we see a particular scenario here that is very peculiar to us. You might look at Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, his was a bit on the extreme side. Do you get what I mean? But there was something troubling him. There was something that he knew was going to happen in his life, and he just couldn't figure it out to the point that he was troubled. How often we, modern day times, are we faced with certain situations in our lives, or we are looking at a certain future and we're like, man, I'm not quite sure what this means for me. What is happening in this particular situation in my life? What is going to happen to me in the future? I have a sense that my future, something is about to happen, but I'm not quite sure what it is. So we find ourselves in this situation as well, where we want answers to certain things in our lives, but we can't seem to get them. We want answers. What should I do? What should I, you know, go to Scotland? Should I go to, you know, we want answers. What's going to happen? We want these sorts of answers as well. Like Nebuchadnezzar. His was a bit on the extreme side. But we don't have the answers sometimes. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating. Like this king was frustrated. So let's not look at this king and say, well, this guy, come on, this guy, come on. His is a bit on the extreme side, but we face this sort of situation as well in our daily lives, about our lives, the lives of those around us, the lives of our children sometimes. What's happening? So what does this have to do with hearing the voice of God? I'll tell us in a minute. I'll read on. So he says he's going to assassinate, kill every one of them if they can't tell him his dream. Then Daniel hears this. Daniel was like, man of God in that point, at that point in time, in Babylon. And I'll read on from Daniel chapter 2, same Daniel chapter 2, verses 14 to 19. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon. I mean, the king was like, don't waste time, kill all of them. That guy was really interesting. He says, when he went out to put to death all the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's officer, why did the king issue such a harsh decree? Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. At that, Daniel went into the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. So Daniel goes to the king and he says, you don't have to kill everybody. Just give me time and I will interpret the dream that you had. And I'll read on. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead for mercy from the Lord of from the God of heaven concerning the mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19 of Daniel chapter 2. It says, during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. Daniel saved his head and the head of everyone. In fact, if I were Daniel, I would have said, all you wise men, 50% of your earnings, put it, transfer it to my account. Otherwise, you all be dead. Yeah, he saved all of them. Now, we're going to look at three things this morning about hearing the voice of God. And as I go along, I will interject and see and explain how it relates to this king. But the first thing is this. I look at 3 points. When you get back home, read that Daniel chapter 2. Do you know that it was God that spoke to the king with the dream? It was God. So God spoke to the king. But he spoke to him in a dream. And the king was like, man, he didn't even know it was fact. He didn't even know it was God speaking to him. That's why he called magicians and all these astrologers. So the first thing I want to point out is this. God spoke to him. But when God spoke to him, one, he didn't know it was God. Two, he didn't understand what the dream was. Then Daniel came and interpreted the dream. Daniel interpreted what God was telling him to him. All right? So we see a classic format of how God speaks to us, how God speaks to every one of us. What is the classic format here? The classic format is this. And that is the first point that I'm going to make this morning. Do you know that as a believer, God speaks to you all the time? The same way God spoke to the king, God speaks to you every day. God speaks to people who are not even Christians. For example, look at the king. As long as you're a human being, God speaks to you. But the more, once you are a believer, you have more access, I'll put more access, to the voice of God. God speaks to everyone. I'm telling you. At least we see in the Bible, he spoke to this king. But as a believer, the first point I want to make this morning, I'll make three main points, is that God speaks to you every single day. Everyone that is seated here, you have heard the voice of God. Now, how do I know that? If you look at John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and he will remind you of everything that I have said to you." So the Holy Spirit speaks to you and I all the time. John chapter 10, verse 27. John chapter 10, verse 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice." So you hear the voice of God. Can we all agree about John chapter 10, verse 27? You know, what I'm saying seems like super simple. And you know what? It is. You see, one thing I want us to realize is this. There is what I call, and you know, this is my own opinion, by the way. There is what I call the myth of the Christian faith. The myth of the Christian faith. Now, the myth of the Christian faith is this. Sometimes, not because of any fault of theirs, people make it seem like you have to be extraordinary to hear God. Some people be like, oh, and excuse me, I'm just using my American thing. Some people are like, oh, and you know, you guys have like, you're going to have to help me here this morning, okay? I'm going to North America, not Canada. They don't speak like this in Canada. The North America, not the 51st state, the proper North America. That's where I'm going to now. So there's this myth that you have to do something extraordinary to hear the voice of God. So like, oh, a preacher comes up and says, "Oh, church," you guys say, "Amen." If you don't answer me this morning, all of us are going to stand up and we are going to do exercise. So, warm your voices up. I'm taking you guys to America. Oh, church. Amen. You guys are warming up. Babe, go to the keyboard, please. This guy's, give her the phone to take the pictures. Just let me borrow you for 2 minutes. I hope the volume of that thing is up. You guys are, I'm taking you guys to America this morning. Let me get an A there. You're praying like a Brit. Pray like an American. Oh, yeah. Oh. As I was on the mountain fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Yes. Brother, you're in the spirit, brother. Then suddenly after 40 days and 40 nights, I heard a whisper. And the whisper said, then I hold it. You guys be like, talk now.
Go deeper.
Excuse me. We have to keep an eye on brother down here. Sorry, you can go back. Let's give her a hand. You guys be like, hang on. Pastor, before you went to Canada, you're not doing this. So. But on a serious note, what I'm saying is this. Sometimes people make hearing the voice of God as if it is something mystical. But the truth of the matter is this. It is not. It is not. Anyone that wants to do that, go fast 40 days, 40 nights. God bless you. That's good. If that's the way you will hear the voice of God, no problem. If you want to go the hard route, fine. But God's word is so simple. So John chapter 10, verse 27. says, my sheep listen. If you look at the King James one, it says, my sheep hear my voice. Not my sheep will hear my voice if they do X, Y, and Z. Not my sheep are going to hear my voice. Not the prophets and pastors hear my voice. Everyone that is born again is a sheep of God. That means God speaks to you, whether you realize it or not. So that's the first point I want us to agree on. God speaks to you. The same way that God spoke to this king and he did not even realize that it was God that was speaking to him, it took Daniel to come and interpret, to say the God, if you read Daniel chapter 2, it says the God of heaven would have you know the things to come. And he now began to explain to the king. So we are looking at the word of God together. So the first thing I want us to settle in our minds this morning is the simplicity of the word of God. The simplicity that God has given us in the word. And the first point this morning is that God speaks to you the same way he spoke to the king. But do you know what the challenge is for all of us? One, we don't know is God speaking to us sometimes. And two, when God speaks to you and I, we're not quite sure what he's saying sometimes. So we're in the same thing, in the same boat as Nebuchadnezzar, but we're finding ourselves in a modern day scenario, but it's the same principle. God speaks, you don't know it's God speaking. God speaks, you hear something, you're not quite sure what it is, it means. Do you understand? So that's the first point. Now, the second point is this. I'm making three main points, or I'll try and make three main points this morning. The second point is this. The challenge that Nebuchadnezzar had, and the challenge that a lot of us have, is understanding how God speaks to us and then interpreting what God is saying to us. And I look at this point. So the first thing I want to mention here on that interpreting God's voice is this. A lot of the times we think God is going to speak to you like I am speaking to you now, audibly. The same way he spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. Moses was going about his business and he saw a fire, a bush burning, but that bush wasn't burnt. He just saw fire. And he went to that bush and God began to speak to him like I'm speaking to you now. Moses, Moses, take off your shoes. So oftentimes we think God is going to speak to us. What's that one? Mouth to mouth like that. Now, does God speak to us that way? Sometimes, but very, very rarely. That God will speak to you the way I'm speaking to you now. Sorry, let me hang on this thing. So it's recorded. So if anybody says, Pastor B, you spoke in an American voice, I'll say, show me the recording. I'm going to delete it from the thing. No, I won't. So we've looked at the first point that God speaks to us. The second point we're looking at is that, like Nebuchadnezzar, when God speaks to us, we're not aware, or we expect God to speak to us in a particular way. And we're like, God doesn't speak to me. Because one, you expect God to be speaking to you like I am speaking to you now. Sometimes he will do that, maybe once or twice in your lifetime. But not really. So the first thing is this. God often does not speak to you audibly like I am speaking to you now. So if you're listening out for God to hear a voice like I am speaking to you, he might. But most of the time, that's not how he speaks to us. So the question now is this. Then how does God speak to us? A number of ways. As a human being, you are a spirit. You have a soul. And your soul is your mind, your consciousness, I'll call it, your mind, your emotions, and your thought process. That's your soul. Then you have your body. Now, the way I'm speaking to you, if I had like a thing, I would draw it now. So, stay with me. You've got your spirit. I'll divide it into three. You've got your spirit. You've got your soul, which is made up of your mind, your emotions, and your thinking, and your will. And you've got your body, number three. All right? As I'm speaking to you now, I'm speaking to you through your ears. The doctors will call it your, is it auditory. You see these people. I'm speaking to you from this side, your ears. Your ears, through your eardrums, pick up what I'm saying, interpret what I'm saying to your soul, your mind. Then you're like, oh, this is what Pastor Benson is saying. Do you understand? Now, if you're expecting God to start from your ears, like I'm speaking to you, it's not like that often, if at all. Instead, God goes and he starts from your spirit, the other side, where he whispers something into your spirit. Then your soul now has to interpret what God has said to you. Do you get? So the same way I'm standing here and I'm speaking to your ears, how do you understand what I'm saying? How did you, I mean, you learned English language and you know that, okay, when I say this, when I speak certain words, this is what it means. Do you understand? And it goes to your ears, your soul, and your mind interprets it. Oftentimes, like I said, that's not how God does it. He starts from the other side. So if you're listening from your ears there, it's probable that you're not going to hear what God's saying to you. God is here speaking to your spirit all the time. So, can someone tell me, if God is speaking to your spirit from here, so imaginary here, spirit, soul, body. I'm speaking through your body, ears, to your soul, interprets it to you. God's here, he's speaking to your spirit. How will you understand what God is saying to you? Or let me say it, not how. What do you need to understand? Or what do you need to know to understand how God speaks to you? Can someone tell me? Well, what you need to know, and I'm just trying to be as simple as possible, you know, excuse me if I'm not using Greek or Hebrew. If you need that, I'll send you some ChatGPT links. So, what that means is this. If you want to understand how God speaks to you and I, then what you just need to do, the same way you learned English or whatever native language and you're listening to me and you know that that's how God speaks, that's how I'm speaking, it's the same way that you just need to understand how God speaks to you from this angle and your soul interprets it. And it's as simple as that. So the question is this. As I am speaking to you through your ears, how is God speaking to you from the Spirit? A number of ways. The same way God spoke to the spirit of this guy, Nebuchadnezzar, in dreams and in visions. But he didn't know what he meant. But Daniel understood dreams and visions. He understood that if God is saying this, 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 and this in the spirit of this man, Daniel had the means in his soul and some giftings. But you don't need those giftings because in those days, we're not born again. You have it already. He was able to interpret what God was saying. So what that means for me as a believer is this. First of all, I need to understand and accept, I use that word accept, that God is speaking to you in your spirit. Tell the person who's sitting next to you, please, on my behalf, say, God is speaking to you. Nobody is saying that to me. God is speaking to you. So the question is this. How do we understand how God speaks to us? As we begin to understand how God speaks to us, to our spirits, and we understand how we begin to interpret what he's saying to our spirits, you understand what God is saying on a daily basis. So I'll look at some ways that God speaks to our spirits and how sometimes we interpret it. I'm going to make it as simple as possible because I'm a simple guy and it will benefit us. We will leave here today and as we begin to practice this thing and just reflect, God, I mean, is speaking to you already. You know? And it's quite a shame sometimes that sometimes people will make it like really complicated for God's people so that you will go to them as the prophet, as the only person that can hear God. Oh, you now go and say, oh, what's God saying? I'm not saying you can't go and seek counsel about, you know, what God's saying for your life. That's fine. You can do that. But when we have the view that it is only one person that can hear God for us, we can, you know, seek counsel, we can ask, you know. But if our mindset is that it's only one person or one, two people, maybe on YouTube or Instagram Live if you tune in, God's saying no. Okay, so we go back to how God speaks to us. So I've said three things. Spirit, soul in the middle, and your body. I'm speaking through to your body. Your soul interprets it, you understand. So how does God speak to your spirit? I'll look at a number of things in summary, then we will carry on next month. The first is through impressions. Acts chapter 27, verse 10. Paul was going on a journey, and he said to these people, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only to the lading and the ship, but also to our lives. Impressions. An impression is something you just have a sense that, oh man, something is happening. Something is about to happen. I'm not saying bad things because some people are like, oh, I perceive someone's going to have an... No, I'm not talking about bad things, please. Ah, don't travel. I feel if I travel, you get me? I remember there was a time I was traveling to this country. I'm not going to say the name of the country. And someone said, what, are you going to that country? Ah, in fact, they sent me like a police report. That place that you're going to, someone was kidnapped there yesterday. And don't go there. In fact, I was like, I'm going to go anyway. They said, if you go and you're coming from England, and they kidnap you, we're not going to pay your ransom. Imagine them telling me that. But they were concerned. So they're like, don't travel. Don't do that and all that. And in fairness to them, that's fine. But I was just saying to myself, the Bible says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I will go anywhere I want to go. Do you understand what I mean? So all that, so the reason I'm saying this is like, oh, impression, man, it's going to be, no. I told, anyway, let me not digress. So I'm not saying all this, I have a feeling that, man, it's good. No, we're not talking about those kind of feelings. We're talking about normal. So we have impressions sometimes. Now, these impressions is just like a sense, if I can use that. Now, it might be, we'll look at that next month, God speaking to you. But you need to be able to understand and interpret those impressions. Do you understand? There are different kinds of impressions. So, I'll just run through them. So, that's the first one. The second way that God speaks to us is through our thoughts and pictures in our minds. Through our thoughts and pictures in our minds. So, in our minds. So, Daniel chapter 2, verse 29 says, Daniel chapter 2, 29, he was telling the king, as your majesty was lying there, your mind turned to things to come. And the revealer of mysteries showed you what is going to happen. So, Daniel was telling the king something. He said, as his mind turned to things to come, that God revealed mysteries and showed you what was going to happen. Where did God show it to him? His spirit and his soul picked it up. So remember, the soul is the one in the middle between your body and your spirit. So God spoke to his spirit, his mind turned to it, and his mind picked it up. And when his mind picked it up, his mind didn't pick it up in God saying, Nebuchadnezzar, this is what's going to happen. No. The language that God used to speak to him was thoughts in his dream. So as you're thinking, you are grabbing thoughts a lot of the times from your spirit. You are picking up things from your spirit most of the time. Your mind, which is in the middle in your soul, is open to the spiritual realm like this. Your mind is open to the spiritual realm. The things that are happening spiritually around you, good or bad, your mind is picking them up. Spirits are speaking to your mind. Good and not good. God speaks to your mind. It says, as you are lying there, your mind turned. Not his ears, not his body, not his eyes. His mind turned. As his mind turned to the spirit, he began to download information. Someone who's not born again. So, the second way that we understand that God speaks to us, the devil too speaks, but I'm not going to go into that, is through your mind. Your mind is in the middle, in your soul. As your mind is listening to me and picking things from your ears and interpreting it to give you understanding, your mind is also open to the spiritual realm, picking up all sorts of information, but you're probably not interpreting all of them. Your mind is open all the time. As you're thinking, you are picking you're picking up all sorts of things around you. I'm telling you. So, Numbers 12. So we're still on the second part. How does God speak to us in the spirit? We said impressions, we said pictures and thoughts in your mind. We look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 29. Numbers 12, 6, it says, he said, listen to my words. When a prophet is amongst you, I, my Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. So what is a vision? A vision is you're seeing something. You're seeing a scene. Do you understand? And dreams. So, if you're the kind of person that dreams sometimes, you know when you're dreaming, right? Your body is not active. It is your soul that is active. You can have all sorts of dreams. If you've eaten McDonald's and pizza all day, your mind can be thinking about that. But if you become conscious that, hang on, my soul and my body is active, sometimes when you dream, you will understand. You wake up, you know that this dream is because I ate pizza. This one is not because I ate pizza. Do you understand what I mean? So, God is on this side, and he's speaking to you in impressions. He's speaking to you, your mind. Or your mind is picking up what he's saying in thoughts and in visions. A vision could be a mini picture that just comes in a second and disappears. Then the other thing as well is, okay, let me not overload us this morning. All right? I'll stop there. So, we've looked at two things that God speaks to us. The second thing is God speaks to us through our spirit. Visions, dreams, thoughts, impressions. Do you understand? Who has thoughts here? Who thinks? We all do. Who has visions? You see maybe a slight picture. We all do. God speaks to you and I all the time. I'll end in a minute. So when it comes to the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and all those things, the way you understand the hearing of the voice of God will also help you to operate in those things. Do you understand? All right. So, say for example, you switch on YouTube. I love YouTube, by the way. And you see a church service, and someone says, come out, for example. And they begin to prophesy. And you're sitting there like, my goodness, how did that person know? Man, I wish I could operate like that. The truth of the matter is this. You can. The Bible says, I'm talking about prophecy now. So what is prophecy? Prophecy, we'll look at that next month, God willing, unless God shifts our mind, is the ability to foretell. Do you understand? Or to see into, or God giving you a picture of what's happening to someone. Do you understand? So, for example, if I am like, oh man, God. So we're talking about listening and hearing the voice of God. So if, for example, I'm like, God, I really want to know what's happening to this individual. What do I do? How, or someone comes to you, I'm not going to say to me, and they have like a challenge. Maybe they don't even have a challenge, for example. They're just sitting there, and God wants to talk to them. Do you understand? And you're sitting there, and they're talking to you. You can ask God, or God can just interject. What's up with this person? God will not embarrass that person in front of you. Do you understand? So what does God do? He begins to, if you understand listening to the voice of God, he begins to show you pictures or something about that person. Then you now begin to interpret what the pictures or the things that God is showing you and telling that person. Do you understand? So what are you doing? The same thing that they can do as well. You are open to the spiritual realm all the time. And you're trying to pick up, okay, God, what are you saying about this person? Let me do one thing this morning. Someone should come to the stage. Anybody. But I don't come. I'll just show you something. Put it off on Instagram like for a minute. Right? You know, this is not weird. Someone should come for, this is not on Instagram. Who's going to come? Let's give Brother Boy a hand. Okay. So, Brother Abuwa is here, and I'm here. So, I come to you. So, we're doing it the other way around now, right? I'm like, Brother Abuwa, what's God saying? I'm not quite sure what God's saying. Do you understand what I mean? You know what I would like you to do now, right? I'm here. So, you close your eyes. And just ask God something about me. And as you're doing that, right, God will give you like a picture in your mind. Any picture. And the picture that he's giving you in your mind, you might be like, what's all this about? You know, what, you know? But he'll give you a picture. It might be a flash. Then you tell me what that picture is and tell me what you think it means. Let me let you guys see that. Okay, let's do it the other way around. Right. Think of something that's happening in your school that you are worried about. Not worried, just anything in your school, right? Then I'm here. And I'm like, okay. It's like, you might not even tell me. It's like, Pastor B, oh man, da 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 da. And so what I will do is like, okay, so God, what's up with this drummer guy, right? And I start opening my, I'm inquiring in my spirit. And I pray, oh, God, what's happening with this guy? Then suddenly I see your teacher, right? And your teacher, I'm just praying. I'm still praying. Libra Naboseki. I'm just in my mind, just settling my mind. And you know, suddenly I see your female teacher. So she's walking away from you, and you're looking at her. And okay. Let's just give him a hand. I'm going to sit down. So you can put it back on this thing now. So what I'm doing is this. I'm here. God is speaking some things to my spirit. And it might be like an image. It might be like a picture. So he gives me a picture, and I now have to, based on use, interpret what that picture is. Do you understand? So for Mr. Boa here, the picture I got in my mind was, I saw his teacher, well, I'm presuming that his teacher anyway, and she turns and she's walking away from him. She's wearing a white dress. The dress that she's wearing has flowers on it. And she's walking away. So I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it could be that the flowers on the dress she's wearing, they're a particular color. It could be that the way she's walking, how is she walking away? Is she walking away to say, okay, I'm going to look into what you've asked me, Brother Boa. It could be, Brother Boa, you need to focus on not art, but focus on sciences. This art thing that you're talking about, you want to be an artist sometimes, you're reflecting on whether you should be an artist, you love music, you love art, but maybe that's not the entirety of what you should be focusing on. Do you understand? What am I doing? I'm interpreting what I sense I'm getting in my spirit. Do you understand? Simples. So, this is how I'll end. So, we've agreed that God speaks to us. And we've agreed that the way God speaks to us is for us, through our spirit, to our soul. And we are able to interpret it. So, how do I get to the place where I understand what God is saying to me quicker or more accurately? Simple as well. The way you and I do that is this. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I'll just run through this in the next few minutes. You need to expect Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. He says in that portion of scripture, he says, I will stand at my watch and station myself on my rampant, and I will look to see what he says to me. So you must expect, I will look. He says, you must expect that when you are listening to hear what God is saying concerning you, he will actually speak to you. Number one, expectation. Expectation. And number two, we need to, in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, this is now cultivating our relationship with God. We need to set time aside, often, if possible, every day, to read the Bible, study the Bible, and understand what, as the more you and I study the Bible, the more we're familiarizing ourselves with how God speaks, or the character of God, the nature of God. And that fine-tunes our soul to be able to interpret and hear God. And Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 20, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, it says, God always looks to perform his word. So if, for example, I've told Brother Boa that I saw his teacher, you know, walking away, she was wearing a white dress and flowery, and he's like, okay, what should I do? I'll ask him. Maybe if it hasn't happened yet, it's something that is about to happen, So you will now pay attention, first of all, in your life, that this thing that I thought God was telling me, did it happen or not? Did it happen or not? If it happened, then you're now like, wow. Oh, so God spoke like this, and this is what it meant, and this is how it happened. And as you do that and cultivate that, you begin to understand more and more how God speaks to you. The same way that when you're growing up as a baby, you just don't wake up and you understand the full English language. No, it takes time. Amen. It takes time. That's all it takes. It's not difficult at all. So I'm going to end here. So what have I spoken about today? We looked at hearing the voice of God. We looked at the fact that God speaks to you and I all the time. Number two, we said the challenge is that we often are not aware of how God speaks. We're expecting God to speak in a particular way, and he might not speak in that way. And number three, I've said that we can cultivate the habit of listening to how God speaks to us as we study the Word of God, give God time, spend time in God's Word and just talking to God and praying to God and reflecting on the things you read in the Word of God. And as you do that, you will hear God, you will understand how God is speaking to you clearer and clearer. Amen. And with that, this morning, I rest my case. Amen.
You guys can do better for the Lord.
This morning, I'm just going to ask that we rise and we pray. You know, God is so loving. God wants to speak to you. No, God is speaking to you, and He wants you to develop your relationship with Him more than you want to. That's why He sent Jesus. God isn't just saying, okay, struggle and maybe I'll speak to you. No, God is speaking to you already. So this morning, I just want us to pray and say, God, everything that I have in my mind or everything that has hindered me from really seeing the simplicity of your voice, the simplicity of your word, help me to remove it. Let my relationship with you be one that is simple. Which of your children or your nieces or nephews, who is maybe like 5 or 6 or 3, runs up to you and you don't even understand what they're saying and they're talking? You'll be excited and like, man, this person is talking to me, this little child. How much more our God? So this morning we want to pray and say, God, everything that is in my mind that has complicated my relationship with you, complicated the simplicity of hearing your word or your voice, help me to overcome it. Let's just pray that this morning.